And time now for a web browser, our look at interesting things we found on the World Wide Web. Hit that web browser theme, please. Joining us is the web browser, Day-to-Day Steve Proffitt. Steve, what do you got?
Madeline, it's a new online music service that debuts today.
You mean like Apple iTunes or Music Match, Rhapsody, Napster?
Exactly. It's already a crowded field, online enterprises trying to sell legal music for customers to download. But the newest player is a big name with lots of muscle. Today, Sony launches its answer to iTunes. It's called Sony Connect, and the driving force behind it is a guy with a music industry background named Jay Samet.
People don't want to steal. The secret is to make buying music easier than stealing it.
And indeed, the whole business of selling songs online is growing rapidly. Some forecasts say that legal sales of music downloads will reach $300 million in 2004.
That's a lot of money.
Not really. For instance, Sony's net sales for last year totaled around $21 billion. So $300 million is almost a rounding error.
Okay, so why would Sony even want to get into this online music business then?
Hardware devices. That's where the money is, Madeline. The theory goes like this. You create a way for people to easily download music and put it on a portable player like an iPod or a Walkman. This creates demand for iPods and Walkmen. New, improved, faster, smaller, sleeker iPods and Walkmen. So, our theory concludes, you make available lots of songs, price them at 99 cents to cover your costs, and then sell hardware like hotcakes.
Are you sure about this?
Well, not totally, but as we say in the business, many analysts agree, including this one.
The money here is in selling devices, and will be for a while.
That's Josh Bernhoff. He's from Forrester Research, where he writes about the music business. Now, Sony certainly has devices. The company introduced its Walkman portable music line a quarter century ago, and it's morphed and evolved along the way, and it's helped Sony establish a highly regarded brand.
So, Steve, have you tried this new service? How is it?
Well, Madeline, it does all the things most of the other online services do, which is quite a lot, really. It's easy to search. Once you sign up, you can get one-click downloads for 99 cents or albums for 10 bucks. You can use the program to organize your music and burn CDs, and, of course, you can transfer the music from your computer to your portable.
Well, that all sounds good.
Well, it is.
But at this point, that just puts it on a par with the services that are already out there.
And that's not good enough for our analyst, Josh Bernhoff. He says Sony is already late in launching a service and faces the tough challenge of getting the word out.
Promotion will be a crucial part of whether the Sony Connect service becomes successful.
And here, Madeline, we have some evidence that competitors will no doubt have to take note of. Sony's offering music downloads in exchange for United Airline frequent flyer miles.
So basically, I could unload some miles while I download some music?
Yes, Madeline. And to celebrate this new right as an American, or at least an American with a United frequent flyer plan, Sony has tricked out a United 777. Well, let's let Sony's Jay Samet tell it.
What's really exciting that we're doing today with Sheryl Crow is a concert in the sky, the first ever concert at 35,000 feet.
Sheryl Crow performing in an airplane?
Sounds like good old-fashioned promotion to me. And I should say that in spite of our pessimistic analyst, Josh Bernhoff from Forrester, Sony could very well make a go of it. There's lots of internal support for the project at Sony, and the company does have a way of coming up with elegant devices that capture our imagination.
Okay, Mr. Web Browser, Steve Proffitt, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Madeline.